One of the prime suspects in the Gulf spill, a safety device called the blowout preventer, had multiple defects, everything from leaky hydraulics to a dead battery. That's according to the report of a House investigative subcommittee, and at a hearing today, oil company executives had little to say in response. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The hearing gives the most complete picture yet of the blowout preventer and its actual condition. Subcommittee Chairman Bart Stupak, a Michigan Democrat, summed up what the device meant for the drilling rig Deepwater Horizon.
The safety of its entire operations rested on the performance of a leaking, modified, defective blowout preventer.
One of the problems cited by the committee was already well known, the blowout preventer's blind shear ram. The shear that's supposed to cut through the pipe and crimp it can't actually cut all the way through if certain sections of drill pipe are in the way. And the other problems, the new ones. A loose hydraulic fitting was letting fluid leak out. The blowout preventer had been modified. One of the modifications effectively crippled one of the five components in the blowout preventer. A piece of test equipment had been substituted for a ram that could have helped to stanch the flow of oil. And there weren't good records of the modifications. So, after the blowout, engineers couldn't figure out why robots weren't able to make the undersea control panel work right. And another control panel didn't work because it had a dead battery. Stupak said that disabled an emergency backup called a dead man switch. Subcommittee members pressed executives from BP, which leased the rig, from Transocean, which owned it, and from Halliburton, which did cement work on the well. Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky repeatedly asked the Transocean CEO, Steve Newman, if anyone made a mistake regarding the condition of the blowout preventer. Newman finally admitted.
It would be a mistake to rely on that in a well-controlled situation, yes.
The blowout preventer isn't the only subject of interest to the congressional investigators, and the probe is continuing. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.